Place your feet flat on the floor with your spine straight. And we'll take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. We decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Relax your neck and shoulders and allow the chair to totally support you as we spend this time in spiritual communion with God. We have a vital connection with God. Life isn't always easy, but God is always with us, helping us along our ways. Although I probably don't remember details, I think back to what it must have been like as a toddler learning how to walk. I probably felt some fear. Yet I let go of my parents' hand in order to experience the freedom of moving about on my own. The Spirit of God was inspiring me on. As adults, we know that letting go of a child, a spouse, or a parent is never easy. When a separation comes, we may feel a tug on the vital connection that has kept us close. If the separation is more than temporary, we may feel as if it is the hardest thing we've ever done. But this we know: God is always with us. Our loved ones and us, we will never go through anything without the love and comfort of our Creator. The Spirit of God is a vital connection between me, my loved ones, and God. I invite you to join me now on that sacred journey to the secret place of the Most High. This is our place of peace, love, joy, and faith. Places in consciousness that we may enter into at any moment. So join me on that road to that secret place. And as we come to the door of the secret place, we realize that to be able to enter in, we must become empty. Emotional and mental baggage and physical baggage can be let go now. And we walk through the door and we take a seat, and we feel the presence and the Spirit of God flow over and around us and into our world. We have now created the space to be filled to overflowing with all the gifts that we have been promised. So picture your heart center now and open up your hearts as much as you possibly can. Because what God has in store for us, we do not even have room for. It is overflowing. And truly, each one of us is blessed and is a blessing in return. So take the next few moments without the sound of my voice, and use these few moments to pray and receive answers to your prayers and to be still. We do thank you, gracious Spirit, for your love and your light and your presence in our lives. We ask that you bless the path that we each will walk. We will hold our heads high and aim for higher thoughts in our lives. For all these blessings, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.